The Optimist. Conversations with leaders and industries shaping Europe's future. Exploring the ideas and innovations driving progress across the continent.
Welcome to The Optimist, the Real Talk podcast with leaders who are shaping Europe's digital future. My name is Moritz Schönleber, I'm the Tech Community Lead. We've spoken a lot about technology on this podcast, about workflows, leadership, and transformation. But this episode takes a step further down the stack. What are the systems we actually trust and control? So today our moderator Dale Rickert is joined by Holger Schell. He's Head of Technology and Foundations at Schwarz Digits. Together they talk about three themes: why Europe needs sovereign digital foundations, how organizations can balance innovation with stability and security, and finally, why adoption may become the most important capability in a tech-driven world. So let's begin, have fun, and see you later.
So how do we build systems we can actually control and rely on? To explore this and many more questions, I'm joined by Holger Schell, Head of Technology and Foundations at Schwarz Digits. Great to have you with us, Holger.
Thanks a lot, Dale, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
And look, Holger, before we jump into the topics, it's something I love to do. My guests are, of course, just like elite sportsmen, just like musicians. You've, you know, risen to the top of your game, and you have to have like a ritual that really cements success and that you can come into your day and lead teams and look for the vision for the future. What's your ritual for success at Schwarz Digits?
I think my ritual at the moment is after getting up in the morning, I quickly check off what's in today and what will be in for the next week. I'm quickly following the getting things done. If there's time, I try to get for a workout. And especially if there's time and I try to ensure that there's time, I spend some time with the family, having breakfast, getting them ready for school. And at the moment, there is a specific thing and a specific time, because with the grand opening of our new Schwarz Digits campus, where we bring basically all the different tech units of Schwarz Digits together, I'm very much forward looking to drive into this new building. It's amazing coming together there with the colleagues and defining and shaping and discussing about what has happened yesterday, about stability, security, innovation, engineering. And it's just awesome. And so this is a specific time at the moment, celebrating also the welcoming of new colleagues that are coming to the Schwarz Digits campus.
And what's it mean for you in terms of, you know, we're getting into a world where actually now, in a way, our colleagues are also often, you know, tools. It could be AI tools. How much space do you have in terms of getting informed? Do you use AI tools to get an overview of your inbox? Do you talk to your colleagues? How do you actually, what is that full field of view for you now in the technology world?
It's an interesting question, because I don't really feel that I'm using AI, but there is AI for sure. We have a summary of what's going on, what was kind of important of yesterday, kind of getting things on top of the head, so top of my priority list, and seeing what's going on, kind of summarizing also information and news that are coming in, focusing on what's really important. And for this one, I think there's already kind of an implicit usage of AI, and nobody, or at least I, do not really take care if there's no AI or any kind of other mechanisms. It's kind of normal, I would say.
And can you tell our audience, because we've got, you know, a broad audience of people, they may not really understand what it means to be working at the coalface, at the, you know, the frontier in Schwarz Digits. What is your task? What are you building? What are you trying to achieve? And what's a day look like for you?
Yeah, in simple terms, within Schwarz Digits, we are the powerhouse of the companies of the Schwarz Group. So we are driving all the digital and IT topics forward. And I'm very honored and proud to run Technology on Foundation. And our major task is to provide the digital foundation for the different companies of the Schwarz Group. And with digital foundation, we mean on the one hand side, we have our Stacked Cloud, which is basically our sovereign cloud that we are using always as a customer first for all the internal topics we have. And on top of this, we create basically all the digital platforms that we require to deliver services. In addition, together with all the colleagues in the business units, And within Schwarz Digits, we are also delivering basically valuable services to drive forward the business, to stabilize the business, and to enable and get new business models up and running. And this kind of complexity, or to make it even more simple, this kind of delivery is very much focusing on having this kind of sovereign core engine, I would call it, or even kind of a sovereign operating system where all the colleagues can rely on, that it's available, that it's stable, that it's acting, and that it's working.
You know, it's interesting, as you were talking, I was thinking, it's an interesting balancing act you actually have to play in your current role, because you're trying to build a completely new paradigm in the European data space. And because you're building something new, you need to take risks. You need to be fast. You need to sometimes make mistakes to learn, to improve, and you need to be working with partners. You have to be able to multiple task, you know, on so many levels. And I wonder how you balance that, of course, then with this need for stability, for trust in the systems. So how do you achieve this? Because obviously growth change is not always aligned with stability and security and things we're talking about now in terms of the core products you offer.
Absolutely. And I think it's always very easy to find complex answers to complex situations. And it's really important to step one step back and to simplify of what is basically the next best step you can do. And this simplification means that we understand and what we are doing, and that we only do what we understand. This is kind of one of my underlying foundational principles where I'm working. And this simplicity compared with consistency means that if we understand what kind of is our technology foundation, how it works, how it behaves, and how we can basically have the freedom of choice to really ensure that it's available. In this combination, I think it's very important to then build on top of this one something that is even more stable and that is more forward-leaning.
So you don't see them as conflicts, instead actually as something that overlaps and supports each other, if you look at that as the core philosophy?
I think we have to lay the foundation today. Hmm. Because every transformational journey, every journey starts with the first step. And we have started a couple of years ago in terms of being or understanding that being independent, being autonomous, having freedom of choice means kind of taking risks. And we took risks because we heavily invested in this sovereign infrastructure and this sovereign foundation. But everything starts with the first step. And in the combination, we have partners, we have our own global scale to act on this one. And for sure, this drives complexity. But if we don't manage the complexity today, we will not be able to manage the complexity of tomorrow, because the time for the, let's say, AI frontier, the AI agents, it's just starting. And you asked me at the beginning how we are or how I am using AI in my day-to-day base. And I said, basically, I'm just using it, but we are just using it because there is kind of complexity abstracted for us. Hmm. And if we look into business IT or in IT for business, so where we build technology solutions to manage business models and to run business even in a digital world, I think it's even more important to have this understanding and this abstraction of complexity, because we have to get basically AI first ready. And this differentiation is really at the table, because we need to be able to manage this complexity now. And so we started with the first steps. And I think we are right at that point and right at this time where a lot of different context conditions lead us that we really be able to understand this really.
It's interesting. You were talking just before about building this solid foundation, about having, of course, your sovereign cloud here hosted, built on hardware in Germany, and then building, obviously, your service layers on top of this. What kind of, just so we can understand from a user perspective, what kind of services do you offer on the Stackit Cloud? What can we get? What are the new ones you're developing? What are you working on?
So our Stackit Cloud is comparable from an idea and from a conceptual point of view with any other cloud there. So we have infrastructure as a service, where you can have storage, where you can activate your different machines. We have platform services, where you can have databases, where you can have access and authentication management systems. And we are very proud that with the partners at hand we have, we also have software as a service. So there is basically no conceptual difference in terms of how cloud is thought of and how we believe that our Stackit cloud should be there as of today and should evolve. When we think about that, we are building business applications for the companies of the Schwarz Group, so for our retail domain and for production and pre-zero, we even go one step further. So we say we are leveraging this sovereign cloud, so the Stackit cloud, providing this sovereign core engine. And on top of this, we are building something where we said it's opinionated. So it's the idea of how we believe that the business should consume IT. And that is basically, when we talk about foundational work, that is something that is very Schwarz Group specific and where we drive this forward.
Brilliant. You've been talking a little bit before about this issue of complexity. And I think if I want to summarize the conversations I've had, we've now booked over 220 speakers for Tech in Heilbronn coming up at the end of May, beginning of June. And I've been in conversations with many of the speakers personally, and the journeys they talk about is, since the AI has become a part of our daily lives, the complexity has increased, that people are building new systems and connecting new services, often without going through due diligence processes. And I think there's obviously a risk within this as well. And I think you brought a story with you as well for today's podcast, is to talk about why we need to think carefully and start with this well-structured and secure starting point and basis when we build new systems and build our architectures. And that's the story that just came out this week about Pocket OS. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, I think the interesting fact about Pocket OS is that the company themselves, they basically positioned this information in the news, and they gave a kind of a wake-up call. And it's more than a noise. It's a signal they gave, basically, I think, in the whole community and to every enterprise out there. Because what I highly appreciate is how openly they discussed about what has happened. And I think this has already happened in a lot of different enterprises. And to make the story very simple, an agent was able to do things and it just did it. And we had a major impact in production because I think 3 months of data was just deleted, or database was just deleted with 3 months of data. And the agent excused himself and said, I was not thoroughly thinking through it, but I just did it. And that is something where I think that is something where we need to get ready. And the funny thing of this story is, when I did start my career more than 25 years ago, now I was very junior and I was part of an IT delivery team. And basically something similar happened. Somebody dropped a table in production without knowing, and he excused and we restored it. And I think here maybe the trouble is a bit that the restorability of the data is maybe not that given, but I think it's the same. So the possibility was there and somebody took the possibility without really asking, because the idea is maybe that agents act independently. And coming back to what I laid out at the beginning, if we trust more and more in topics that the agents can act independently in our systems, it's important that we understand how our systems work, that we don't have a black box where we cannot look into of what is happening, if there are tokens available, if there are credentials available, if something basically is not influenceable by somebody or by the technical people themselves. Because if we activate more and more agents in the core of our systems, so they are acting in the core of the systems, they can do a lot of different things. They can create a lot of value, or they can delete data that we don't want to get deleted. And this sense of urgency, the signal that was shot out by this story or with this story, I think that's a very important wake-up call. And nothing of surprise, a lot of people would say, but we have now a sincere impact in the business. And the question is, if this is now coming more and more, and if we trust more and more in this kind of way, how we think in software, how we deliver software, how we want to create digital value out of this one, this is something what I found very impressive on the one hand side. And as I said, it's a very strong signal.
It's interesting, as you were talking about it, I was thinking, it's exactly like you said. It's as if you'd put an intern sitting down and said, well, you know what, you're in control of live deployment of all of our code and of all of our back end. And, you know, you would never do that. But the thing we forget with an agent can't think. It can act very cleverly, but it can't really think through its decisions and what that all means in the real world that we live in. I think it's a very core point that you mentioned in terms of being careful, making sure you start with that foundation of security and trust. And I guess this is actually, it's a good chance to pivot and now in our conversation around, you know, we're not living in a safe, stable world right now. And, you know, we talk about complexity already and that complexity is increasing, but also often the threats, and those threats can come from multiple sides, are actually increasing. You know, we were talking about geopolitics. You know, we've got two wars on the doorstep of Europe at the moment. You know, our relationship with the US, you know, you could say that things are, you know, are not as warm as they were 10 years ago, and that all of this connects together in terms of the way we also need to protect and secure our IT systems. Can you say a bit more about that from your perspective?
I think it's I don't want to give a complex answer, but I think we have to get prepared for this complex world. On the one hand side, we have to rely on this digital sovereign core that I was talking about so that we are ensured that this one is kind of safeguarded and secure and that we are very much in control of what is happening. At the same time, again, I'm against autonomy in terms of closing out. So I think it's more than ever important that we have partners on European level and on global level in any direction. At the same time, I think we have to be aware of what does this mean in terms of how our technology landscape should look like? Where can we basically rely on what is happening? How much transparency do we have of what is happening and how can we quickly evolve on the newest features and activities? There are a lot of smart people around the globe and they're making their thoughts about how AI should evolve, what could be the next generation of large language models, what could be the next basically leapfrog that we have in the technology world. And I think it's not about closing something out, but it's no more about ensuring that this kind of strong core is available. And with partnerships growing very quickly, being able to test something in the safeguarded sandbox environment. And then at the same time, also understand that if you want to have survivability, and I really mean about survivability of our business, so that nobody else can decide if my business is working from a technology point of view or if it's not working from a technology point of view, then we need to align on that one.
You know, I like the concept of survivability, and I think it's not just the enterprise. We're talking about the survivability and really the competitiveness of whole regions, you know, of Europe. And this is something we need to think about carefully because I get the feeling, you know, having followed this over a number of years now, we've really walked into this current situation where most enterprises, many individuals, even governments don't have control of their own data. And it seems like something, you know, it seems so fundamental once you understand the implications, but it's happened. My question to you would be, how do we get started? Because I know a huge proponent of our attendees to tech, our members, they're coming from, you know, family-owned businesses. They're coming from SMEs. They're coming from Mittelständler. And they're already, you know, still on that ongoing journey to digitization, to connecting their systems for, you know, working into an ecosystem with their partners. And now they've got this added element of sovereignty. How should they get started? What's the first steps in terms of understanding what needs to happen in your organization?
The important message for me is start today, because I think there was never a better time than as starting today, rethinking how IT is perceived in enterprises, especially in mid-sized enterprises, and how technology is perceived. Obviously, there was a long-term discussion about that IT is an enabler, technology is an enabler, and that you can use it, but it will basically be a limited value add on your competitiveness, on your business competitiveness. I think this changed a bit with a lot of different digital products out there and digital marketplaces where we all saw that having a strong digital foundation is accelerating the business that you can make. And what do we have today? Today we have a landscape where we have a strong sovereign foundation in Europe. We have today a situation where with the usage of AI and with the usage of agents, we are able to rethink how software can be created, where we are able to rethink and be even much more faster in transforming existing technology stacks in maybe new kind of stacks, slicing and dicing it into small packages, and then start. And most often people look maybe at the technology landscape and see a whole bunch of interdependent systems and complexity and think about, oh gosh, how should I manage this one? And I think what our key task was, we identified what we can be able to manage and to deliver, and then we took the first step. And I think it's very important that this understanding that this transformational journey, there's a lighthouse project, and with this lighthouse project, you can be really successfully, and then you can add on this one and hook on this one.
So what I really like to hear from you just now was the talking about the fact that you've gone through your own journey, that this has also been a journey for Schwarz and for Schwarz Digits. Can you tell me a bit more about that? Because maybe that helps people to really associate in terms of the decisions you made along the way and what brought you to say we need to change and start to rethink from the ground up.
There is a long history within the Schwarz Group of being able to deliver on the promises and to be able to also serve to the needs. And if you look into what is happening day to day, I mean, we are serving day to day millions of customers out there, ensuring that we have high quality food available, that we are producing with high quality ingredients, new food. And this was very similar when we think about the digital dependency we have and the way to get digitally independent and to look into the way how we are building this one. And for me, important is that this transformational journey, it is not only about technology. It's about the mindset. It's about the culture. And it's also about the perception and the believement about how important this is for you. And it starts again, for sure, with technology. It starts again with the processes you have in your mind, and it's also starts with the colleagues that you have. And when we did the first steps, when we said we want to deliver reproducible in time, budget, quality, we want to create kind of a new way how we think about software, we step one step back and we said for us there needs to be a solid foundation. And we thought about different building blocks that we need to basically tackle and that we need to think about. And the first thing was we thought really about, how do we generate today's systems? What is the architecture? What is the mindset? What is the way to think about? And we completely moved away from this kind of ivory tower enterprise architecture thing. We really thought in principles. So thinking in principles, aligning with everybody, getting people on board to align on these principles and have this kind of principle-driven culture where we are not kind of writing everything down, but with clear principles, we can say what we want to achieve. The next thing is we really looked in the terms of how we structure our teams, how we are working together between business and IT, if we do have the optimal working environment, if we have an optimal working conditions, if we, let's say, live really an agile way, it can really attract this one. And the last thing is when we talk about independent product teams, when we think about this kind of optimal working environments, how the teams can themselves identify how to get better, how to evolve, how to move into the next steps so that we really can grow into this powerhouse that we are today and that we are there today. So we really started in this transformational journey with a mindset and with these context conditions we gave to the colleagues, to the teams, how to deliver this one. And with this in mind and with this in the back end, we said, okay, from this consistency point of view, we want to create sustainable software. We want to be really also simple in the way how we think IT and not making it too complex. We then started to take the first lighthouse projects and deliver on point and in time.
You know, it's interesting. Two things came to mind thinking of as you were speaking just now. The first thing is, you know, it's easy to be creative when you have a blank piece of paper. You know, anyone can look at a blank piece of paper and say, yeah, okay, here I can draw a beautiful picture. Right, this is easy, but the challenge which you took on and which faces so many of the companies that are in our community membership is that they already have a complex picture on the piece of paper, and I think that takes bravery to then say, you know what, we're rubbing this part out. You know, we're going to get rid of this part. We don't need this. We need this part. But we're going to move it over here, and that's something really interesting to hear that aspect. And I guess the other thing is really is that this isn't, from what I hear from the passion in your voice, this is an ongoing process. This keeps recreating. You have to keep on revisiting this every morning, right? That's part of, like you say about your ritual, look back at today, what can we improve? What advice would you have to companies in terms of that mindset? You know, I can feel those issues we talked about, creativity, bravery. What are the other aspects we need to bring into the story so that people understand how to approach this with excitement and looking at the opportunity rather than looking at, oh God, look, we've got this huge, heavy tower here we have to deal with, you know?
I very much like this topic of white paper versus a greenfield approach versus brownfield approach, because actually looking in this situation, I think everybody out there understands the case if you're responsible for technology and you are asked to kind of redesign something new from scratch. And at the same time, the same colleague who asks you to redesign it also asks you, but to deliver new features and capabilities at the same time. So we are always, and I think it doesn't matter in which decade, I guess, people were talking to each other, you always have a problem that, or a challenge, basically, if you want to move from one system to the next system, you can either close one down and start something new and then don't deliver anything new, or you can really think about how to approach this one. And that is the reason, and I really would like to touch back on that one, why is now the best time? Because now we can rethink, because the speed, the way how we can accelerate in this kind of activities through AI, through AI agents, is significant, and it shouldn't be overestimated maybe today, but it shouldn't be underestimated of what is maybe possible tomorrow. And this is the window of opportunity I would really like to shoot out to take this on. And this is one of the core things. You have to be brave. You have to be kind of also convinced that leveraging a sovereign core engine, leveraging a sovereign cloud, Stacked Cloud, for example, moving on the next steps, being able to understand that all of all the features you might think you want to have, there are selective ones that you really need because you want to kind of simplify the way. I think it's about this reliability and security, so that you understand that the way how we think with security in terms of outside intruders, when you think again about this topic of agents, be aware that activating agents in your systems means basically that you activate a new way how, in a negative way, inside intruders can come into your systems, or let's say helpers that think they can help you, but maybe they do not help you. So I think it's another way how we think about this kind of security topic. And it's really about adaptability. So resilient, but I really much more like adaptability. We have to understand that the way how technology is perceived, the way how technology evolves, it's accelerating. And we did not even touch on the topic of quantum AI and quantum computing. Only looking at what, let's say, the current high-hyped AI agents will deliver to us, it really changes the way how business is perceiving digital and IT in a totally different way, and also how the way how you create and generate this kind of new solutions. And I think this topic of adaptability, so being able to really change and get rid of maybe a solution approach and adapt to new solution approach. I think the most challenging thing is, and the most value that you can think in and have in your mind is really about this topic of adaptability, and also enabling your teams out there to be adaptable and to be not resistant to change. However, change is a common given. And as you asked about this transformational journey, it's this thing that keeps me awake every day, because we have to adapt. We shouldn't stay still, and we have to evolve day by day.
Holger Scheel, Senior Managing Director at Schwarz Digit. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. I can feel the passion, and I'm really excited to have another coffee with you when we're in Heilbronn at Tech on the 31st of May to the 2nd of June. And yes, I think, congratulations for the amazing journey so far. I hope it continues to grow and you continue working with your customers on this. We can all feel that AI is accelerating change, and I think often for fantastic outcomes, but also brings challenges. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. Thanks a lot.
That was Dale talking to Holger Scheel. As always, we'd like to close this podcast with our Tech Lounge segment, where we bring in voices and questions from the community. Questions we've gathered ourselves, from our audience, and sometimes even from within the tech team. Nice to see you again, Dale. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good to see you too, Moritz. Getting there.
Yeah, getting there, exactly. I wanted to ask you about the crazy news cycle we're all being confronted every day with. I mean, especially around AI and technology, it's moving incredibly fast, right? So as the tech conference is getting closer, how do you keep up with all of this? And how does our conference stay truly current? I mean, we don't already feel outdated by the time people arrive, right?
Yeah, so I guess one of the key things, we try to make sure we have people who are really fighting it out on the battlefront, so to speak, in terms of leading research and implementation for new technology. So, you know, often if you look at what's happening in the corporate space, the corporate is often following what's happening in the startup world. So we've made sure we have really leading researchers, leading startup founders on our tickets. That means that they're in the main sessions. They're not on some kind of a, you know, startup stage in the corner. They're on the main stages, and we've brought the founders in. So there's people, you know, like, you know, Aidan Gomez from Cohere coming in from Canada, who will be on our main stages. There's people like Max Unistand coming in from Legora. These are, you know, the fast scaling and really exciting startups coming from around Europe and the rest of the world.
What about American companies on tech? I mean, is there a concept? Is there something we especially want to foster? Or is it a European conference?
Yeah, so I mean, we don't have like a, I guess, an explicit policy around US companies. We do want to try and offer European companies a chance who are in this space and doing innovative things to shine. But that hasn't stopped us from booking many American companies being on our sessions as well. So, you know, companies like Science Corporation, you know, the brain computer interface organization, who are really leading the push around this new technology. We're, you know, in discussions right now finalizing slots for OpenAI as well as Anthropic. So these are these groups are definitely a part of the conversation.
Right, so really looking forward to this. I mean, you're right now really in the depth of all of this, and it will be so exciting to finally see all of this on stage. Is there one highlight where you maybe are even a little nervous, where you think until the last day, oh, I hope this will work out? Give us a small sneak peek, please.
Well, you know what? We had a breakthrough last week, and it's something we'd had in the pipeline and been working on in the background for a while. And you never know if these things pull off, because often as an event producer, you have 3, 4, 5 of these little projects where you say, really, that's a complete moonshot that we're going for this, but you're going to go for it anyway. And one of them came together. So last week we had the announcement, which is very exciting, that Germany and Estonia will be signing a major collaboration agreement live on stage around digital infrastructure, and that'll be happening on our main first day on the 1st in Heilbronn. So this is, you know, this is newsworthy accomplishment. This is something that, you know, it'll be picked up by journalists. It's something people will talk about after tech, and it really puts us in terms of legitimacy on the map around that political landscape.
And it's really the Champions League of event production. So congrats, Dale. Really, really great. Thank you so much. See you soon. And thank you for your time today.
Thanks so much, Moritz.
That's it for today. Thank you very much for joining us on The Optimist. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love your feedback on Spotify or on whichever platform you're listening from. You can also reach us anytime at hello@tech-europe.org. See you next time in Heilbronn, and stay optimistic.
Thanks for listening to The Optimist. For more insights and updates about tech, visit us at tech-europe.org. The Optimist is produced by Tech by Handelsblatt. Music by Christian Heinemann. Stay curious.